We're learning the Maimer Yalma Tameh from Alter Rebbe on page Zion in the Perush, the right hand side, beginning of Vihine HaChilish Bechol. The Rebbe is explaining the chilik between the eating of the 6 days of the week and the Avoida of Biur. We've been talking about this by Riches, trying to lift up the tithe that is hidden, the nitzaitis of kedusha that are contained within everything of this world from the shvius hakelim during the 6 days of the week. That's the avodah birurim, and from that perspective, man Adam is higher than all the other nivraim, all else that exists, and from his higher vantage point, Adam can lift up all the machalim during the 6 days of the week by having a proper kavanis, and mostly, as the Rebbe explains, that through the mind and the heart of a Jew, absorbing the tov in the food, making proper brachas, making sure the food is 100% kedin, everything's kosher, so that yitzishkayach b'nishkayach, it's a good haschala. That becomes, once it's absorbed in the person's mind and his heart, then it becomes part of his avodas Hashem. It becomes part of his avodas Hashem. All of that we learned is the malacha of the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is a different bechina. Shabbos is when what's revealed in that matzav of the Aliyas Ilamas, which again we can't summarize now, but those who are here, we've been talking about this, where everything returns to its makar and its shayrish. And in the makar and the shayrish, we learn that the nevraim, things of this world, the food that we eat, as odd as it sounds to us, comes, remember, from that place that's called Tohu, which is on a higher level on Shabbos. Everything returns to the place before Tohu, which means that really it precedes man. Man, Achorva Kedem Saratani, in that respect, man was the last of all that was created. And from the world of Tohu, in that higher reality, before everything descended to Shvius HaKelim, it's not that man on Shabbos repairs the food. Adrabba, Boirer is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Isaac in refining and clarifying and fixing and repairing food on Shabbos. Because Be'emes and Tanimius, on Shabbos the food is revealed in its the highest makar before the Shvius HaKelim, the world of Tohu. And if anything, man tries to lift himself up to be able, through his proper kavanas and Shabbos, that he should be zeiche to rise up to the food. Instead of him fixing and repairing the food can fix and repair man on Shabbos. That's the amazing chiddush that we're learning. And in the second chelik of the Maimon, which we began last week, so the Alter Rebbe explains that this is the meaning of the pasuk in Mishlei, that the tzaddik is oichel l'soiva nafshoi and beten rishoyim tefsar. The tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul, and the stomach of the rasha is empty, always feels empty. So that's the pshat we understand. But in Pnimius and Chassidus, we're talking about not two different people, that the tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul and the rasha's stomach is always empty. But we're talking about now, Avodas Hashem, these two bechinas of the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. The 6 days of the week is the avoda of beten rishayim tachsar. I'm trying to remove any stain of impurity, of impurity, of filth, of schmutz from the food. That's called beten rishayim tachsar. I'm trying to diminish or to eliminate any impurity, any rishus, any negativity from the food. That's the avodah of the 6 days of the week. Bet and Rishayim Tachsar. Shabbos is something else. Shabbos is Tzadik Oichel Seif HaNafshah. That's talking about each and every one of us, not two different people. Tzadik is Oichel Seif HaNafshah. Shabbos is a Bechina that the Tzadik is able to, the eating through Oynik Shabbos, he's able to satisfy that Pnimi Shabbat Pnimi of who he is. So we're reading the Perush, page Zayin, right hand column. kulias ubetim yishayim tesa. The eating of the 6 days of the week is the biur, is the clarification, the repair of the physical world. That's liyos, and that's called by Shlomo HaMelech ubetim yishayim tesa. The stomach of the wicked becomes emptied out, becomes smaller, becomes diminished. Aval achila shebeShabbos, but the eating on Shabbos, hi hamshacha milamala l'soiv v'nafshay. Shabbos, man himself, who was created last, is able to receive from the kaiches that the food has to offer him. Not that the food is waiting for me, and the food is crying out to us. During the 6 days of the week, we learn the food is crying out, help me, do me a toiv. Shabbos, the opposite. Shabbos, we're crying out to the food, do me a toiv. You're coming from the Zamshoch, El Yoy, the Mamish, the food is coming from the highest place, from the Olam HaTov, before Shiras HaKelem. So I'm asking the food, can you lift me up with you to the Sharish of where you come from? It's a Hamshoch, Milamala, Lamata. The 6 days of the week is milamata lamala, from below to above. On Shabbos is milamala lamata, from above to below. That's what he says. Machmas haMeichel k'moishu b'shar shalamala koydim shenofel b'shvias hakelim shein b'ibir. On Shabbos, the food. We're going to see in a few minutes that the Tzemach Tzedek asked his grandfather, but it's the same food. How does that work? We'll see in a few minutes. But on Shabbos, that kugel, that chicken, that fish, on Shabbos, that meichel, is k'may shehu, b'shar shem l'mal. It might look the same, it might taste the same, whatever, but it really, it's k'may shehu, b'shar shem l'mal. It is the way that it was, in its root, in creation, which is higher than man, k'aydim shenof b'shir sakeilim she'ein b'bir, before the shattering of the vessels. So there is no bir, it needs no repair or refinement. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Hamaychol k'may shehu b'shar shalamala. The food as it is in its sheirish above, in the olam atohu, kaidim shanofa lamata, before it descended through the process of shiras hakelim, the shattering of the vessels. Ein by shum terubis ra. The food in its sheirish from the world of tohu, before there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. That food has no ra mixed into it. There's nothing bad mixed into it. Lefichach, therefore, b'yayim ha-Shabbos, on Shabbos, she'oz mis'al ha-Maychel k'may shehu b'sharashay, when the food is mis'al, the food rises up, k'may shehu b'sharashay, the way that it really, really is in its sharash, ein mokam la'avoyda debir ha-Maychel. There's no mokum, there's no place for the birur of that meichel, of that food. There's no avoida of fixing and repairing, to try to pick out the good, that it should go into my blood system, to my brain, through the bracha and through focusing on these kavanas. There's no work like that on Shabbos. Ki ha-meichel mevur va'omed. The food is already perfect. It's already there's no bad in it. V'ka koyisav kvarid kedushas admar tzemach tzedek. And these are the words of the tzemach tzedek, the Alter Rebbe's grandson. U'kamoy she'shamati mipiv ha-kodesh amareinu v'rabbeinu nishmasay eden. And I heard from the holy mouth of our Rebbe, Admar Zarkin, his grandfather, the kfar piana, the yomim shalifnei istal kusai, in that time before the Alter Rebbe was nifter, the Alter Rebbe was actually a fugitive. Remember that at that time Napoleon attacked Russia, and everybody knows that the Alter Rebbe was the arch enemy of Napoleon. And he was public enemy number one in the eyes of France, because he was also conducting all kinds of secret missions with the Chassidim in different places to help Russia defeat Napoleon. And as a result of that, as Napoleon's troops were approaching, so the Al-Tabi had to run for his life. He had to leave. So he left. He left Liozhna. He left Liozhna, and he went to this village, to Payana. Yom Shalosh Meis Talkusai in the Yit in Tevis Tavkuf Ayin Gimel. Al Inyan Ach. So the Talmud said that he asked his grandfather. You can't get a more reliable source than that. He asked his grandfather. Yom Shalosh Meis Talkuso. Those days before the altar of his nifter. Al Inyan Ha'achilu B'Shabbos. We spoke about the Inyan of eating on Shabbos. Sheshamanu Mipek Kodshai. I heard from his holy mouth. Kama Pa'amim. A number of times, al pasuk, this pasuk, the explanation that we're learning now of this pasuk in Mishlei, tzadik oichel l'saiv anafshei, that the tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Tzadik oichel l'saiv anafshei, shaha achila d'shabes, eina kishalchol, l'varer birurim. That I heard a number of times that my grandfather said that the eating of Shabbos is l'saiv anafshei. It's not for the purpose of eating during the week. During the week, we're eating for the purpose of being mevarer the birurim, of separating and distinguishing between the toiv and the ra. That's not on Shabbos. The Shabbos bayrer aser. On Shabbos, it's forbidden to be isaac in birurim with the food. El ha'achilahi. Eating on Shabbos is tzadik oichel l'saiv anafshei. V'shaalti mimenu. He says, v'shaalti mimenu az, I asked my grandfather, me'ach esha'achilehi ma'cholam gashmiyim, since we're eating physical food, the food is physical, she'imu ravim toiv ra, and everything in this physical world is mixed, is a mixture of toiv and ra, of good and evil. Sha'arei oisa ha'lechem v'habosa, Mitvu or Behema Echad. Sha'ichlem and Ebuchal. The same bread and meat that comes from the same wheat and the same animal that I'm eating from during the week, right? It could be from the same exact, it could be the same dough. You just, it's just that the mother cut off some of the dough and she put it aside and she made challah from that dough, right? And the other dough is for the bread during the week. The Behema was shechted. And the person has some of the meat that he puts for Shabbos, and he has from the same animal. The same animal, so he's eating during the week, he's having a steak. And Shabbos is having a piece of flanken from the same animal. So the Talmud said, he asked the grandfather. Sof kol sof, he says, Dachil is machalim gashmiya, it's physical food. So how could you say that on Shabbos we don't have to fix anything? It's the same animals, it's the same dough. So how is it on Shabbos, saying on Shabbos that it's not necessary to be mevar or anything, to fix, to pick out toiv from ra? Manasa bera shohei b'maichel. What happened to the ra that was in the food 5 minutes before Shabbos? I'm eating in 5 minutes, 5 seconds before Shabbos. Because until Kabbalah Shabbos, I'm eating this. It could be, let's say, it's the same exact. It's from one meatloaf, right? So think. Sometimes a person likes to have a little bit of tamei chaim zocher, right? Or like they say, Tamei Chaim Zuchi means a religious reason for having a little bit to eat on Friday from the Shabbos food, right? Tamei Chaim Zuchi. It's a minig to have from the minig is a taste. It's a taste. Yeah, not to sit down and have a whole suda before candlelight. Taste a little bit, not to have. To have a little bit, not to eat something before Shabbos. But, okay, like everything else, it became like a whole avodah in that time. So, So you're sitting. Imagine, let's say you have a kugel, and you're picking at this kugel before candlelighting, right? Your wife, your mother, whatever says to you, there's not going to be anything left for Shabbos. So okay. And when she's not looking, you have a little bit more. You take a little bit, a spoon, pass some more kugel, right? So when you're eating that kugel from the same kugel, you took off a little bit of Shabbos, covered Shabbos, you took off, and you have that. So that's the malacha of all the birum, or that horrible, scary world of the monsters and the skeletons, and all the goblins and ghosts of Eitz Hadas Tevera. And you have to have all the birum, all the kavanis when you're eating that, right? And then you look at your watch. It's time for Kabbalah Shabbos, right? It's Kabbalah Shabbos. So then the kugel is covered, the same kugel, and then you come back from shul, and you continue where you left off, right? From that kugel, after Kiddush, and after the fish and the soup. So you continue with that kugel. And now it's what? That's some of the asking the Alter Rebbe. And now this Michael is a Michael's. Ein by Ra, Klal, it's from the world that's Kaidim, higher than, it's from the world of Tohu, it's higher than me, it's higher than the person who's eating it, and I have to be Misaneg on Hashem by eating this food, to delight in the unbelievable schutz of eating something that comes from a world that's higher than me. And I'm looking at this food and I say, oh no, it's the same kugel. It's the same kugel. That's what it sounds like here. Tastes not even as good. Doesn't even taste as good as when it came right out from the oven. Yeah. Okay, you're as smart as the Tzemach Tzedek. You see that? Yeah. Yeah. We should eat the whole thing on Friday.
Unfortunately,
they make an Erev Shabbos call. Yeah.
That was a solution to the viewer.
My sister makes an Erev Pesach call because everybody would stop by to take. She makes very good kugels. So everybody would stop by to have a little bit of the kugel. So this was originally, supposed to be a Pesach kugel, but then what happened is that all the nieces and everybody was stopping by and everybody stopped to have a little bit of kugel, so then she started making an Erev Pesach kugel. So then I said, that's not good. That doesn't taste good. It has to be a Pesach kugel. And it was nanas. It was an Anasapti Hadiba that it was eaten before the Seder, but now you already made it so it's a Vachatik kugel. So it's an Erev Pesach kugel. It doesn't taste the same as a Pesach kugel. That's the Indian of Tarmez Chaim Zorchel, because there's some people that make an Erev Shabbos kugel. But that's not, you're supposed to taste Tarmez Chaim Zorchel from the Shabbos kugel. But now it became demoted to an Erev Shabbos kugel. So it's a big problem, you understand? This is a big problem. So, like in Kozhnitz, the Shalom Bayis kugel, you know, they had that, you know, the famous Meisa. In Kozhnitz, there's a Shalom Bayis, Ad Hayyim, all the Enikla from Kozhnitz and Magad, they have a second kugel, it's called the Shalom Bayis. They have two kugels. They eat the kugel, Shalom Bayis kugel. The Meisa was that there was a husband and wife came into the Kozhnitz and Magad, and the Magad says, what is it? Kozhnitz and Magad was crazy Kadashim. They came to Kozhnitz and Magad, and the Rebbe said, what is it? They were very angry. And I said, what is it? So he says, I came here because I want the Rebbe to write up a get to have the bezin. I'm giving a get to my wife. I'm divorcing my wife. So the cousin says, what? He knew they're married. This is a long time. What's the matter? What are you talking about? So he says, well, because we have a problem. It can't be fixed. We try. So what is it? So in my house, the man says that in my house, we used to have the fish and the soup, and after the fish and soup, then we had kugel. So he, okay. And he says, my wife, so in her house, they first had the fish, then afterwards they had the kugel, and then the soup. Well, the fish came before, the kugel came, and then the fish. I think that's what it was. First the kugel, and then fish. That's my wife, and she said she's not going to change. She refuses anymore. She's not changing. This is the custom. And we have to do it like she does. So we have to get divorced. So to write up a get the best. So the Kozhnitz Magid said an Eitzah that you should have two kugels. You have one kugel right away before the fish, and you'll have a second kugel. You'll have a second kugel that will be after the fish. And this way there'll be Shalom Bayis. And I said, oh, I never thought of that. Let's get on. And from that time on, after that, so the Kursus of Magid called in his rabbis and said, I want you to also make like this. I want to have one kugel before the fish, one kugel after the fish. And the Kursus, they called it Shalom Bayis Kugel. That's where it started, the Shalom Bayis Kugel, by all the Enikulachim Kursus. By the Eish Kaddish also. All the Kursus of Enikulach had Shalom Bayis Kugel. Yeah, but that's $435. I'm talking about just a couple of potatoes and oil. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. What are you doing? One wants a
kugel,
the other wants a
kegel? No, so you have a kegel and you have a kugel. Okay, you have to work things out. But that's what he asked his grandfather. So you see, it's the same. It's mamash. I'm taking from the Shabbos kugel. I have a piece of the Shabbos kugel on Friday, and it's all that. It's that whole milchama. It's that whole war. Like the Zohar says, that the time of eating is the time of war. Lechem is a lashon of milchama, right? L'chu lachmu b'lachmi. So, and then 5 seconds later, it's all the oilim and everything is happening. So he said, what happened to the Ra that was in the Michael 5 seconds ago? What happened to the Ra? Then came the Hechel Shemizbar. It must be that it has to be finished. It has to be fixed. Veshivani, Alter Rebbe answered, Shezeh Einai. No. No. It's not it anymore. That's it. Ad Kan. It's not it. It's the same Kugel from the same batter. Different. Veshivani, the Tzemesek was very young at that time. He said, Veshivani, my grandfather answered, Shezeina ki b'Shabbos nifrad ha-toiv min ha-ra me'erev Shabbos l'mayla. The Alter Rebbe says that the second that it comes to the Zman, l'mayla, meaning from Erev Shabbos, when it's up to, it moves into Shabbos, that's it. Then what happens is, it disappears. The Ra disappears. There's no Ra in the food. Everything physical, no more. From the Sharm Rak Toiv, and remains only Toiv, only Toiv. And of course, he explains. This is taking place in the pnimius of the food. You don't taste this. You don't feel this. This is in the pnimius of the food. Zanasa b'pnimius akash of Michael ulefichach. Therefore, ein nitter mibechutz la'ein haroy. This is not in any way. This can't be in any way seen or recognized in the food itself. Im ken kolam acholam b'vaya Shabbos nasim rak toyv. Lachen ein tzarach lebir. That's what the Rebbe told. When Shabbos comes, that's it. Finish. Shvis no shvikin. All the bad stuff goes away, mamish. In the pnimis of the machel, it all goes away. You know that every word of the Alter Rebbe was according to the Ariyah Kaddish and the Zohar Kaddish. It all goes away. It's finished. Look in 28 for a second, just a few sentences there, a few lines. He says, Adarach Moshel, like a Moshel, that what? Adarach Moshel, b'menucha gashmis. When there's physical rest, when a person's resting, Menucha Gashmis, La'achre Siyas Eze Melacha. After a person was working on something, he was doing some Melacha. So then there's Menucha. Da'av Sha'akayach Agashmi Shabiyodah Shal Adam Mischazek B'Shar Shuhnach Mimalachtoi. That while the person is resting, after he was working hard, and now he's lying there, or he stops working, and his hands are sitting and relaxing. Certainly while his hands are relaxing now, they're Mischazek. They're strengthened. Because it's nach mimalachtei, the koicha chayzer, and his strength is now returning to his hands. For ilu l'sharishim akar, right? He's being regenerated. Strength is coming back to his hands. It's from the sharish of where the hands come from. New strength is coming to the hands. Ein es chaskus akoichas nirus v'nikares b'geshem ayad. When you look at the hand, it looks like the same hand. The hand doesn't look like it has any new strength in it. But the guy sitting there, he finished. He was working the whole day, schlepping and carrying his arms. So now he's just sitting back in his chair and he's looking in his sefer, right? And while he's sitting there, so there's a resurgence of strength that's coming from the shorish of his arms and his hands and the oil of his aliyah. There's a resurgence of strength that's being sent back into his arms and his
and his hands. When you look at his arms and his hands, you don't see that. You don't see anything changing in his arms and his hands. But it is totally different. That's the mashal. Back into the text of the Pesach. Ad kam l'shan kaitcha. These were the holy words of my grandfather. Ukamaisha kosev b'zayir. Perish Shabbat chem le'ka'omar. So he explains. We read this on top last week. That during the 6 days of the week, there's perish. Perish means like this. It's not a nice thing. It means excrement. It means filth. It means schmutz. So during the 6 days of the week, the avoid of the 6 days of the week is that we have to try to get rid of the schmutz from the food. But the Shabbos, and we're going to see even Yontif is not avoid. Even Yontif, but Shabbos is clean. So he says, Zema shekosav azar b'diyuk lashon hakosav. It says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in the second parak of Malachi. The second parak of Malachi says, "Let me just tell you the whole pasuk." He doesn't bring the whole pasuk. The pasuk there in the second parak reads as follows. It's a hard pasuk. Just listen. Hinini goyer lachem es hazara. Behold, I am suppressing. The translation I saw in the article. Behold, I am suppressing the seed because of you. Hinini goyer lachem es hazera v'zit. Now this is the part we need. V'zirisi peresh al paneichem, and I will scatter filth. It really means excrement. I will scatter. Hashem says a scary thing. I will scatter filth upon your faces. In other words, I'm going to hold. I'm suppressing seed because of you, and those good things that are supposed to happen in the world, I'm holding back. Hashem says, and not only that. Vizerisi peresh al paneichem, and I will scatter filth upon your faces. Peresh chageichem, the filth of your festive offerings, of the kabbonis that you bring, I'll throw it back in your faces. It's not a pleasant pasuk. The filth of your festive offerings, that means peresh chageichem. And then it ends the pasuk and says, "V'nosa eschem elav." Your sin will carry you to this. Your sin has brought, all your affairs have brought you to this. So the diuk in the pasuk is that Hashem is baruch. Obviously, Hashem's upset with this, you know, bad stuff. Hashem's upset with us, and we're doing a lot of affairs. And Hashem says, "Nah, I'm gonna, because of that, it's gonna be bad for you." So what Hashem's Baruch says, I'm going to throw the filth, the schmutz, on your faces, the filth of your festive offerings, perish chageichem. So the Zoyer's medayek. Zemashikosav. Now let's look inside. Zemashikosav. The Zoyer b'diyuk loshen hakosav is erasi perish zevel. So it means filth, excrement. Al paneichem, perish, it says in the pasuk, perish chageichem of your yomim tovim, of the kabbonis and yontif. Perish chageichem, comma, v'lo perish shabbatchem, not Shabbos. Why is that? It says, I will throw the filth of even of the yontif offerings, I'll throw in your faces. So the Zohar says, yontif, even yontif, but not Shabbos. Why not Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael? Why not Shabbos? Because there's kulik. There's no parish. There's no filth on Shabbos.
You can do beer on Yontif.
Yeah, there's a. That's why there's a malach of Eichel Nefesh with food on Yontif. We'll see. It's coming in the next parak of the Maim. So right. So we have to. That we're going to have to see. What about matzah? Matzah is the last remaining chevtz of a meichel of kedusha that we have, right? There's no other meichel of kedusha we have. Just Yom Kippur, there's a legavre din to eat. On Erev Yom Kippur, there's a din on the person midaraisa to eat. But the food itself is just food. The only food that we have with the food itself, not Shabbos, I'm saying, we don't have kabbarnas anymore. No. So the only food that we still have, the etzem, midaraisa, is kodesh, is matzah. Is matzah, right? That's the only thing. There's nothing else, right? There's no other food that's badsome. It's kaidish. Only matzah. So what about eating matzah on yontif? On yontif? What about eating matzah on yontif? So there's a michael of a mitzvah. So the pashtus is, Yamin, that the pashtus is that if the pasuk is saying kabonis and the zevach, the zevach, the chetz of a michael of a mitzvah, is zevach kaidish, is bosa kaidish.
Mm-hmm.
And on yontif it still needs. So it sounds like it's only shabbos. It's hard to say. Matzah is mechadim nehusa, the mayim nehusa. Matzah is the highest thing in the world. Now afal pichein. It can't be like shabbos. It still has, but it's very 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 tiny. Rath. It's got to be the tiniest trace of something.
Lachem
Ayni, good. Lachem Ayni. It's the tiniest trace of Ra. But Shabbos, a fat kugel. And the whole thing, and Chala, the whole mind is going on the 12 Chalas. And Chala is the. Matzah is so humble, right? Everybody loves Matzah, so humble, it's so soft, it's so kind. Matzah has no gaiva, and the whole Indian of Chametz is a big ball gaiva, because Chametz rises. And on Shabbos, the challah comes from the world from the Olam HaTov, before the Shir Sakel. Even though it's the source of Isa, and it's risen to such a place of gaiva, but when you have the challah on Shabbos, it comes from the Olam HaTov. It means it doesn't have a trace of Ra. That's what the Tani says. It doesn't have a trace of Ra in the food. Masha'enikain on Yontif, there's something, very faint trace of something, even in the carbon. Perish Chageichim, it says, I scatter the filth of your carbonus. It's an amazing thing. It's a maisa from the Rebbe Baruch Meshbetz. You hear this maisa? I just remember this maisa. The Maisa from the Rebbe Baruch. You know, Rebbe Baruch Meshbetz had a batchan. There was a court jester. The Rebbe Baruch was given over from time. We don't understand that his madrega. He used to go like into. There was times that he would just go away from everybody and everything, and he was quiet, and he was. It looked like there was some kind of a marish chayra on his madrega, some depression. So there was a big tzaddik of Herschel Stepoli. It's famous by all European Jews. They have jokes from Herschel Stepoli. He himself was a big tzaddik of Herschel Stepoli. And he was very, very big Talmud Chacham and very funny. And he used to be Mesamech, the Rebbe Baruch Meshbetz. Rebbe Baruch Meshbetz was very shy. And Herschel Stepoli used to say things to be Mesamech. So there was a time that Rebbe Baruch Meshbetz was totally out of things. And he was just locked up in his room. And there was a woman that came to see the Rebbe Baruch Hu because she had a problem. You'll hear in a second. So she came to see the Rebbe Baruch Hu, and the Shamus wasn't even bothering him because everybody knew in Meshbetz, no, you can't go in, it's finished, closed. No one was going to the Rebbe Baruch Hu. So what happened? Listen to this. So Rebbe Herschel Astropoli, this Batchan, this funny tzaddik, he put on the Rebbe's coat and he put on the Rebbe's hat, and he sat down, he was a big chutzpah, he sat down on the Rebbe's chair like he was Rebbe. And the chassidim knew that they're not allowed to handle the Herschel. The Rebbe Baruch said, don't ever argue with him or fight with him. He was holy, you know, you leave him alone. So Herschel Stepoli was making believe that he was the Rebbe Baruch. So this lady comes from someplace and she goes, Heilige Rebbe, and the chassidim is standing there, you know, laughing. And the Herschel Stepoli was making like, what is it? She says, Heilige Rebbe. He says, I already had four miscarriages, and I'm not able to have a baby, four miscarriages. So what should I do? So he said, so the person probably told the chassidim, and the chassidim knew that anything he says they have to do, as shocking as it was. He said, go bring me a pair. He whispered to the chassidim, go bring me a pair of the Rebbe Baruch's pants. pants from the drawer. So I brought a pair of pants and he gave it to the woman. He says, smell these pants. Smell these pants and come back to the mikveh, smell these pants. Throughout the pregnancy, the next pregnancy, smell these pants and you'll have a healthy child. So she had a healthy child and she had everything was good. And she came back to thank the Rebbe Baruch. She saw, what's going on? And the person says, I'm not the Rebbe. I'm Shlomo. That's the Rebbe. And he says, what happened over here? What's going on? So the woman says, that I came to show the Rebbe, to thank the Rebbe, have my baby. And I came to thank the Rebbe. So what did he say to you? So he said that, so the woman said, he took a pair of the Rebbe's pants. I thought it was his pants. He took a pair of the Rebbe's pants. And he said, Nachshmek, and the answer said, I have to smell them through the whole pregnancy. So the Rebbe Baruch says, Take. See, he said, Malstov, 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 and sent her away. And he said to the personal Stavoli, where'd you take such an Eitzah from? Where'd you have? It's Givaldig, it worked. Where'd you take such an Eitzah? So he says, Rebbe, it's a Mishnah. What Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Novice, in Pirkei Avos. He says, Ma'olam lo hapila isha mipsak kareid, that a woman never miscarried when she would smell the holy flesh of the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. It smelled the Beis HaMikdash because they were shechting all the time, right? And it was one of the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Pirkei Avos, all the miracles, it says one of the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash is that a woman never miscarried because of smelling the meat in the Beis HaMikdash. She never miscarried. It says Besar Kodesh. She never miscarried by smelling holy flesh. So the Rebbe wears these pants on his holy flesh. So I gave her that she should smell the holy flesh of the Rebbe in the pants, and she would never miscarry. So Baruch Hu said, I get the AIDS. Gave an eighth of it then. Besar Kodesh, the holy flesh of the tzaddik. No? To be mastering such a thing, what that means. Besar Kodesh. Basa Kodshim, the holy flesh of the tzaddik. It's totally mavura, totally. There's no miscarriage. It was pure. Completely pure. But it sounds like this is only such a madrega is Shabbos. But the tzaddikim live in Shabbos. That's the b'china of a tzaddik. She says, let's look back in the commentary. Peresh chageichem le'kamar le'peresh shabbatchem. It says, I will throw the filth of your holiday offerings in your face. But it doesn't say Shabbos. The Zayis says, see? Doesn't say Shabbos. Just Yontif. Kvishim Mavarisham. Sheish Hevdom and Achilles Yontif and Achilles Shabbos. The Takva Desire is explaining this. The difference between the eating of Yontif and the eating of Shabbos. Of Achilles Yontif, Shayach, Shetiyah, Bapsoilus. Sofkosof, even on Yontif, it's Shayach that there should be some Psoilus. Psoilus means some filth, something bad. Lachain Chayv, Lesamech, Aniyim, Beyontif. We're going to see that in the next section of the Maimon. That's why even on Yontif, we have to do something very, very, very strong to try to help on Yontif to help to fix the food. And the strongest thing you can do on Yontif to help the food is by bringing poor people, inviting poor people to the Yontif table to have poor people. We'll see why in the next chelut. Chayv de samech anim biyontif. Vilav ein shagodol azenem avizareisi perish al pinechem. And that's what the Zohar explains. You don't want to have poor people at your table. You don't want to help poor people on Yontif. I throw the filth back in your faces. Then the food gets thrown back, all the schmutz that you make in the toilet and all the filth, Hashem says, I'll throw it in your faces. If you don't have poor people, Yontif, to eat by you. It's interesting, that's why he says later on that by the tzaddikim, it wasn't the beginning to have Shabbos guests. The beginning was on Yontif to have guests.
Yashu Berman says that.
Huh?
Yashu Berman says that yeah? Nowadays we have guests, and the whole community has guest Shabbos.
Yeah.
How do we get together?
He says what? He said they didn't in Europe. They didn't have Shabbos. Wasn't Yontif wasn't Shabbos. Not Yontif. Yeah, but not Shabbos. Shabbos was to help and to give food for the poor, that they should be able to make a Shabbos suda. But not to have guests. I'm not talking about what's nowadays in America. It's not Shabbos. It's not that's socializing. It's just married couples talking to each other. That's Shiloh, whether it's even mutar al-pi din. Not the Achnas Zorachim or whatever Shabbos, but it seems that was not the Indian. Shabbos was to provide that the poor should be able to have what to eat in their home. But Yontif was the Indian of Kol Dichin. You know, Yontif was to bring it. to bring poor people over. Like the Rambam says, we're going to see afterwards. But the point for where we are now is that Yontif, because there's something wrong still with the Yontif food, it needs some work. And the main work with Yontif is to help the food, is besides all the birum, but on Yontif is to be Mesamech Aniyim. To be Mesamech Aniyim. On Shabbos, there's no perish of psilos on Shabbos, no filth on Shabbos. There's no ra on Shabbos. V'holech umavaris nina perish, the psilos shemach holo, v'atam shubh Shabbos ain perish. Shemash shenas, the last line. Shemash shenas, milamata lamala, ayyadei bi'ur, kamoi.
That means that during the week he explains.
Just like in the physical, every physical food, there's stuff in the food that the body rejects. It's not good. It's garbage. And through the act of eating, the body takes what's good and throws away through the body and the wastes of the body what's bad. Shabsailas nitchas lachutz, all the shmutz is pushed away, is rejected by the body. I dayi vidas lekibayim v'neimayim through the intestines, and then it goes out into the toilet. Umeachelik amuvcha nasad dam. But from the part that's good of the food, it becomes part of your blood system. Hanishlach leiv, and that blood then goes to the Jewish heart, ulamayach, and the Jewish mind, for mitzvahs and Torah and learning and davening and so on. Kach hu beruchnius ha'inyonim. So it is in ruchnius. When a person eats during the 6 days of the week we're talking about now, with the right kavanas, with the right thoughts in his kosher food and with good brachas, that through this eating I should have the strength with my mind and my heart and my limbs and my organs to serve Hashem as Baruch. That causes the separating, the breakdown of the food, and it removes the klipa, the bed, the shell, shuha perish haruchani shaba, which is the spiritual filth that surrounds the food. Menatayiv, it separates it from what's good. Benidchilamata. So the bed, the shmutz in ruchnius, the ruchnius, the keklipas, are then rejected by the person. They're thrown away.
Pishra Yisra.
Huh?
This week's parsha is Pishra Yisra.
That's right. That's what it means. That's what it means. That which you don't. That which is not part of it. Shehu at shuatay v'shaboy. So, what's the filth of the food? The filth of the food is whatever taivus you had. You know, the taivus that were in the eating of the food that creates the klipas and ruchnias for the food. The desire, the physical desire, that's rejected. That's all the 6 days of the week. But Shabbos, Shunasim Limala Lamata, Ain Bait Sailas, Aliyah Sailamis, B'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, there's an Aliyah Sailamis. Everything goes back to the Makar, to the Sharish, the highest world. Machnas Aliyah Sailamis, B'Shabbos, Amaychel Mavura, V'Aimei. The food is mavurar va'omed, it's already clean. Ta'in b'shum psalus, it doesn't have any psalus in it. V'nimtza sheba avaydad achilas Shabbos. But this means is that the avaydad of achilas Shabbos, of eating on Shabbos, shila hamshech chiyas eloki b'nafsho, I'm not trying to fix the food, I'm trying to fix myself through the food, to draw into myself from the highest shayrish of elokus of godliness, milamal ulamata, from above to below, ein shum melcham imra. There is no struggle, there is no war going on with Ra, with the evil, with the filth, with the shmutz, with the klipas that are in the food. Kepsos meitzadas, tevira. Lamatanasa tevira, v'chalabachinis, aide achilas, adam harishin, meitzadas tevira. Yadua, the left side. Yadua, she'ike, taruvas tevira. We know that the source of this confusion, of this mixture of good and evil, b'chol ha'olam, in the entire world and everything in the world, kulay na'asai de'chet eitz hadas. This all happened through the chet of the tree of knowledge, of good and evil. That because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDas Tovira, Nasa Teruvus Tovira, B'chol HaDvarim Shebo'olam. There became a mixture of good and evil, and every single thing in the world has in it now, Tov and Ra. V'nimsa, Sha'a Psoilus, it comes out that the Psoilus, the spiritual garbage, the spiritual the spiritual unappealing stuff that's inside, Shiva Macholim, which has to do with Hatayvis and all those other things, Gashem, he Taitsah, it's a result, Michait Eitz Hadas, from the sin of the tree of knowledge. Every person is a mixture of good and evil. Obviously, it's in different levels with different people. Everybody's different. And some people, it has to do with who they come from, their parents, their grandparents, and various that have taken place in their lives, and their parents' lives, and so on. It's very complicated. But everybody's different. The tree, the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, has brought to a matzav of this mixture of toiv and ra, of good and evil, in each person. Shebechol adam yesh taruv azu, and every person is this mixture. Vahevdo ben bnei adam, and the difference between one person and another, who rak bekamus ataruv is only the percentages of how much ra is mixed in, the amount. Im yesh l'adam harbe toiv, ma'at toiv, so have more toiv in the ratio to ra, less toiv in the ratio to the ra. V'chaim be'ezeh b'chinah b'nafshi yeteruvus. And on what level is this war taking place, this struggle? Yesh b'nei adam shemitztayinu b'midah plainis. You have some people that they naturally are excellent, they naturally excel and are wonderful in a certain midah. K'may l'dugma, siyas chesed. You have a guy that every other way he's you know, he's bad, big problems, but he's a good neshama. He'll do favors, he'll do tovus. You have even by reitzchim, you have by murders and thieves. It can be a big bali chesed for everybody to help and to do nice things. And my father had, and when he was in business, my father said there were a couple of people that he knew. That they were mafia people. Then my father had a dry cleaning store, and they were regular customers of my father. These were people who were sending out guys, you know, people to murder other people and doing all kinds of things in my father's customs. And my father said they were the nicest people that he had, the nicest customers. They had the biggest derech eretz for him, and besides, they loved my father. My father said that he had such yedidus with these guys that were so nice to him that all the other stores in the area, they had like burglaries and stuff, and they told my father, Mr. Weinberger, you never have to worry. No one's going to ever touch this. So my father said, how? So he said, don't worry. No one's going to ever touch it. My father, Billy and I was there all the years. Everybody else, they had all kinds of tzaras. They loved my father. He never had any problem. They used to bring him all kinds of matanis and gifts, and they gave him, you know, if they did something, it cost $10, they would give them $50. It was like, and I said, how come, what would you, because I don't know, they were nice to me. They were always nice to me, these people. And I never had any problems with them ever. They always paid. These are ganovim and reitzchim amish. What? No, I guess those people brought it to another cleaner. And my father didn't take care of those suits. No, the victim's suits.
But you like the Jews?
No, they loved my dad. They used to ask him about Jewish things. My father has funny stories. I remember he used to tell us. He said, these people, he said, and you never have to worry. You know, anywhere, as long as you're in our area here, you can go walk anywhere and do it, and nothing. Mr. Weinberg, everything is fine. That's what they said. So there's a certain these are talking about guidance, it's not a good marshal. But there are people that have that Balei Chesed, that they're good to mention, they're good people. And that Indian, so their Ra it's not only that they're different, the different percentages and ratios, but how, in what area of that person's being the Ra. So this person, when it comes to Ritzicha things, the Ra is very stark. But when it comes to other things, so then it's the soft. So there are all different levels that determine the different types of people and what a person's natias are in this world, what his inclinations are in the world. So for this person to be kind could be the easiest thing in the world. But to learn a piece of Torah could be like, the biggest milchama. He could do a million tayvas, right? You have that. They have guys like that in every yeshiva. That they have to be in yeshiva because they're kids. Their parents were in yeshiva, and this kid could do a favor for everybody in the world. There isn't a favor he wouldn't do. But the second you say, put your finger in the Gemara, it's like, he can't do it. He can't look into the sefer, but he can do a million tayvas. Everybody is different in Yodim. So he says, that's the last paragraph. Of the Shabbos, others tis anigel Hashem lamalam yitzadas. Shabbos is no yitzadas tayvara. Shabbos is higher. It's before the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's from Tohu. It's before there ever was such a tree. Before there was a shattering of the vessel, Shiras Akelim. Shabbos is us tis anigel Hashem. There's no Paris. There's no filth. There's no schmutz. Shabbos who's man Elias Islamis. Shabbos is the time of the Elias Islamis and all the worlds return to the Shirish. This Allah. Ha'olam l'madrega kazu, and the world ascends to such a madrega, such a level. She kula kodesh, it's completely kodesh, completely holy. L'malam b'chinas etzadas tayvera, higher than that level of the etzadas tayvera. Shememenu nasa tayruvas tayvera b'chol ha'olam, that caused a mixture of tayvera in the whole world. It says in Pasuk, no evil will dwell with you. No evil will approach you. That's Shabbos. The ba'olam shekulei kedusha le'nimtza shum ra chas v'shalom. There's no ra in such a world. See, let's talk about the matzah again. You see, there's a p'china. It's interesting because Pesach is also a p'china of Shabbos. So I don't know how that plays out in the matzah, you know what I'm saying? Because Pesach is also called Mimachas HaShabbos. Pesach is a b'chin of Shabbos. It's not stam because of its dukkah that it's called. That's one of the, it's called Mimachas HaShabbos. So Pesach, Lel Pesach is called Shabbos in the Torah. So I don't know what that does to the machal. Maybe that does something different on Pesach. That all, because Lel Pesach, is the whole Indian of Lel Pesach is eating. So I don't know, how that affects the birurim on Lel Pesach. Maybe it's a bechin of Shabbos that doesn't require such birurim, that the food by Pesach night doesn't have any ra. After that, I have to look into the Ari to see what's going on in the Kisra Ari to see with the birurim of Pesach night, the food. But I remember that there are birurim. So it's in my head. There's a birurim Pesach night. Maybe it's different. I don't know.
Rav Shor explained the difference between lechem, the milchoma of lechem, not on Pesach night, and Pesach night is between an enemy that hates you or an enemy that just needs something you have. Your land, your money,
That's Esav and Yishmael. Right. That's, yeah.
So the whole.
Let's look into that a little bit to see Malel Pesach. Yeah, the Ba'alim Shekula Kedusha Le'nimtza Shum Rachas Hashem. Therefore, there's no filth, there's no ra in the Shabbos food. So that's the answer to the Semosetic question. There's no food. There's no ra in the food. There's no struggle or war with the food. It's us, this aneg Hashem, is just to sit back and to let it happen. But that's also not right. We'll see. You make yourself into a clique to be able to makabel the tonic of us disarming Hashem, or else, as we learned at the beginning, it can be stam that you're fasting on Shabbos doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But if a person makes himself into a proper clique kibble, then the Shabbos machalim is that the chinah of us disarming Hashem. Then you will delight in Hashem. That's the einik Shabbos of the eating of Shabbos.